prepaid credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa. The headlines. Zambians living in South Africa gather for special requiem mass honoring Edgar Lungu. Joint security team ANZ RIA uncover major copper theft operation in Kalulushi. And global news, several people confirmed dead in Austria school shooting. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Zambian community in South Africa has joined the family of late former President Edgar Lungu at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart in Pretoria for a memorial service honoring the late former head of state who passed away last Thursday while receiving treatment in that country. Patriotic Front members and government officials led by Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa, former Vice President Enoch Kavindele and former Secretary to Cabinet Leslie Mbula are in attendance to celebrate President Lungu's life, leadership and contributions to the nation and its diaspora. In his message, Father Harrison Molenga, parish priest of the pastoral district of Garankuwa, called on Zambians to celebrate President Lungu's life and reflect on his positive impact on the country. Father Molenga also prayed for God's mercy on President Lungu's soul and expressed gratitude for his leadership. He urged Zambians to treat each other with kindness, care and love, emphasizing that these values are essential to humanity. Between a joint security team and the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has led to the discovery of a significant copper theft operation in Kalulushi district on the copper belt. Upon visiting the site this morning where the stolen copper is being kept before being transported to the available market, Phoenix FM News observed that the main gate was open, though security measures appeared stringent. During the visit, a Phoenix reporter who is on the ground received a call from an unidentified individual who stated that media coverage was currently prohibited due to the involvement of highly sophisticated criminals in the theft. The caller expressed concerns that media presence could interfere with ongoing investigations, but later indicated that an update would be provided if media coverage becomes permissible. Phoenix News is closely monitoring the situation and will provide comprehensive details as more information becomes available. A 35-year-old Chinese national has appeared in the Lusaka Magistrate Court and denied a charge of unlawful possession of 147 tortoise. Records show that Geng Ting, accused under Section 97, Subsection 1 and 2 and Section 136A of the Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015, is alleged to have jointly possessed the reptiles without a license or certificate of ownership from the director of National Parks and Wildlife. The alleged offense occurred on November 29, 2023 in Lusaka. During the hearing before Magistrate Kawana Mwamfuli, the accused confirmed understanding of the charge and entered a plea of not guilty. The court has subsequently recorded this plea and set July 10, 2025 as date for commencement of trial, while further details were provided on co-accused persons who remain unnamed and at large according to the charge sheet. The Wildlife Act stipulates that possession of protected species such as tortoises without a proper authorization constitutes a government trophy offense. FNB Zambia Chief Executive Officer Kapumpe Chola has emphasized the importance of forging partnerships to develop sustainable and locally driven solutions amidst the evolving donor aid landscape. Speaking during an engagement meeting with NGOs, donor agencies, corporate partners and civil society organizations hosted in partnership with the FNB Zambia Foundation in Lusaka today, Ms. Chola acknowledged the challenges posed by the declining trend in donor funding over the past decade. She has noted that the recent shifts in global aid flows require a collective move from dependency to co-creation, from global aid models to local resilient systems, and from fragmentation to collective impact. Ms. Chola also stated that in November 2023, FNB Zambia established the FNB Foundation, allocating a portion of its profit after tax to fund activities that create meaningful differences in society.
Over the decade, actually, there's been a decline, actually, in just donor funding that's at least coming to Zambia, and I'm sure it's happening to many other developing countries. But really, I think we've all seen it and felt it in the last few months when there's been significant shifts, pronouncements on some of the flow of those big funds that come to Zambia, come to developing countries. I mean, countries are looking at adjusting their budgets in a major way. So here in Zambia, we certainly are at a point where some different decisions, different actions, different thinking needs to come into play. I think it's a moment at which we must shift from dependency to co-creation.
Meanwhile, FNB Zambia Foundation Chairperson Kampamba Mulenga says the foundation has made significant strides in its mission to create a better Zambia by aligning with the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Mr. Mulenga explains that since its inception, the foundation has reached all 10 provinces of Zambia, impacting both urban and rural communities, focusing on four key areas which include health, education, water and sanitation, and climate action, with an added emphasis on early childhood development.
Our work is anchored around four key areas which align to the Sustainable Development Goals. So the first is health, the second is education, then we've got water and sanitation, and then climate action. Then we've also got a focus on early childhood development as a key area which we want to show a difference in. We do this through foundation-led projects. So these are projects which are identified by our foundation team through various partners. We do it through strategic partnerships, which is why we're here today. But we also do it through a staff volunteer program, where we request staff to come up with any area, even outside the development goals objectives that I've talked to, and any program which staff put an output of financial resources, time, the bank has said they will match. So we double up the efforts, really creating a base for staff to reach the communities which they serve.
In global news, several people have been killed in a shooting at a secondary school in the Australian city of Graz, police say. Students and teachers are believed to be among the casualties among gunshots after gunshots at the Dry School Zengase High School. According to tabloid Kronen Zeitung, 8 people have been killed, but the number of fatalities has not been confirmed by officials yet. The BBC reports on this and other global stories.
Children are among the victims of a shooting at a school in the